Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome, come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to this special holiday edition of A World Powerfully Transformed. Today I'm going to be talking about Christmas and what we celebrate during Christmas here at Unity on Cape Cod. I think the first and most important distinction of a New Thought ministry is that we see Christ as principle, not personality. So I'm going to be tapping into that principle of the divine man within me, the divine spirit of God that lives in me, what we used to call the Holy Spirit, to guide us through this journey of what it means to allow the Christ to be born in us this Christmas. When I grew up, it was a wonderful celebration of a baby being born in a manger in Bethlehem. And they named him, as the story goes, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And as I grew to be a man, I pondered this. This was my most favorite part of the story, was that Jesus came to show us that God was with us. And I just thought it should be God is within us. And when I got a little older and I got an Aramaic translation of the Bible, sure enough, God with us includes God within us. We tend to go one way or the other as we grow. We tend to either simplify things or we want to expand our experience and knowledge of things. And I think that they're not mutually exclusive experiences. When we want to simplify the idea of God, we can see God in everything. In the sun and the wind and the stars and the animals, the trees, the water, and the people around us. In every single thing is that spirit of life, the ground of being, that which animates all things in the universe. And so we know that we are part of that. That simplifies it for us. So we have to go to that place, that simple understanding of what God is, before we can expand it in our minds, in our hearts, in our experience. As it expands, we realize that the divine idea of Christ was what Jesus represents. What he embodied here was not only his knowledge that he was one with God, that he was God's son, but that also whatever God was, he must be that also, and that he can demonstrate all the attributes and powers that we attribute to God the Creator in his human form. And he taught us literally that we too can do the same. From John 14, he said, "Greater things than these will you do because I'm returning to the source. I am returning to the Father. He called it the Father. And we've turned that Father into a male figure, but quite literally, it means source or ground of being. The animating force or energy behind everything, within everything. So God is within us. So that really, for me, was my first thought, my first experience of the birth of Jesus, was the birth of the Christ within us. And that's what we celebrate here at Unity on Christmas, is the birth of the Christ once again in us, the remembrance of our divine nature. Now, these ideas aren't new. They've been around a while. Perhaps some people have not been willing to look at it. But I want to read a little bit about what Charles Fillmore characterized as the Christ. A little bit from the Revealing Word. Christ is the incarnating principle of the God-man, the perfect word or idea of God, which unfolds into the true man and is blessed with eternal life by measuring up to the divine standard, thus fulfilling the law of righteousness. Christ is the divine man. Jesus is the name that represents an individual expression of the Christ idea. Now, this is very important. Jesus was one individual expression of the idea of, or principle of Christ. You too can be that individual expression of Christ, but you must choose it. You must choose to seek out your divine nature. Really seek within your divine nature, but honestly, passionately, authentically seek for that which is divine within you. It may take some practice, it may take some meditation and prayer, and it may take some contemplation, it may take some celebration. But that's what Christmas is all about. We celebrate the Christ or the divine idea of God in us. Christ, says Charles Fillmore, existed long before Jesus. It was the Christ mind in Jesus that exclaimed, "And now, Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." That's from John 17. I love that because he's acknowledging that he had this glory before the foundations of this physical manifestation that we call the world, before time existed. In eternity, where all is one, we can return our minds each and every day, and we can be filled with the glory or the expression of light that we always have been. Wonderful statements here. Christ abides in each person as his potential perfection. Jesus the Christ is the embodiment of all divine ideas and exists eternally in the mind of being as the begotten Son or the Messiah or Anointed One, as is the living principle working in man. So this is very important. It's not a special person, the Messiah, the being anointed in the Spirit. It's simply the living principle of God working in man or being demonstrated by you in your individual expression of the Christ, exactly as you are. See, this is the thing. We don't need to change. We simply need to accept the perfection of ourselves and allow it to be individually expressed in the world in the right and perfect manner, guided by the Holy Spirit within. I'm going to go on just a couple more sentences from Charles Fillmore about the Christ. Christ abiding in, to dwell continually in the consciousness of Christ, to the point of realization of unity with the Creator, the Father and the Son. The Father and the Son together is simply the Creator and created. It's not really male-oriented. It's the Creator and anything that comes forth from creation. Everything, really, that comes forth from creation. It is the fulfillment in man or woman of human beings of that original I am. So when you say I am, remember to follow it up with a universal truth, with an absolute truth. I am light. I am peace. I am perfection. I am health. I am healing. I am joy. I am the glory that is God before the world was, before time was and after it's over. I am manifesting this eternal spirit in this body right now, in this time and place. I need no longer wait or look outside myself to see the Christ, for the Christ is being born again in me this moment, this holy season, this Christmas, this wonderful celebration of Christ. And if we're going to celebrate Christ, we need to celebrate the principle, not the personality. The individual personalities melt and fall away as we come forth as the true light that we are. Yes, we'll use our personality to bring forth and manifest the Christ in our individual manner, yet what we celebrate is the principle itself, or the reality of Christ in us. That's what we're celebrating this season. Charles Fillmore goes on to say that the indwelling Christ is the child of God, or spiritual nucleus within each person. All our thoughts must be harmonized with the spiritual center. So there's a center within us, a nucleus, which a spiritual nucleus, which is our true being. And all of our thoughts must be harmonized with the spiritual center before we can bring into expression the divine consciousness. And that's what we're here to do this holiday season, is to bring forth this divine consciousness. He says each person has within themselves the Christ idea, just as Jesus had. The human must look to the indwelling Christ in order to recognize his sonship or daughtership, the divine origin and birth. Even as did the Savior, the real self is closer than breathing and nearer than your hands and feet. It is the kingdom of God in each person. Neither shall they say, lo, here, or, oh, it's over there. For, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's from Luke 17:21. When Jesus was asked the question, when will the kingdom come? How can we know when the kingdom has arrived, when we've made it to the kingdom? And he says, you're not going to find the kingdom of God through observation, through human observation. It's not in a location over here or in a location over there. It's not outside you at all. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now this is the teaching of my way shower, Yeshua, the one we call Jesus the Christ, the individual expression that we celebrate during Christmas, because that individual realized the Christ within him, or the divine consciousness. He allowed all his thoughts to be harmonized with that divine consciousness and brought it forth in manifestation. And the greatest teaching of all is that you can do the same thing, and you can do greater things. That's John 14. All these things are teachings from the one that you call Jesus. And if you ignore those teachings and twist them into what you want it to be, the only one who's failing to understand and experience the beauty of the Christ is going to be you. Let it be what it is. It's a direct statement that you can do the same things that I have done, and greater things will you do. It's a statement that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, lives where? Within you. Let us repeat that to ourselves. The kingdom of God lives within me. Feel that for a moment. The kingdom of God lives within me. The birth of the Christ is occurring in me right now, this holy season. The season when we celebrate Christmas, or the coming of the Christ, God within us. This is what we are here to celebrate, to demonstrate and to manifest in our own lives. The principle of Christ in us, the principle of goodness in us, the principle of light, of creation in us. This is our true inheritance. And so, rather than looking under the tree for the gifts this year, I'm going to be looking beneath my thoughts, beneath my emotions, beneath what seems to be going on the outside. I'm going to look within and find the gift of Christ. This is what I'm calling each and every one of you to do this holiday season, to look within and to find the gift of Christ, that principle of your divine nature. It's a free and glorious gift that's being given you now. And we know that this is what will powerfully transform our world, this realization of the Christ in us. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Holy Days.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed, and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.